WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 78. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. A reminder for those of you driving the freeway that construction resumes this morning on new on and off ramps. Northbound traffic is affected this time with the closure of the Harvey Road exit and entrance ramps. Also affected the closure of the inside lane of the northbound frontage road. And a reminder, the speed limit is 60. New off and on ramps expected to be open in the first week of November. Total completion of the project, December of 2014. For the second time in 4 weeks, the Bryan City Council received an update on the long-range capital improvements plan. While staff received no feedback the first time, a couple of council members had questions in the most recent presentation. Paul Madison asked Public Works Director Jason Barfnick about extending Waco Street, which is on Bryan's east side, so it goes from Villa Maria to Highway 21.
This workplace violence declaration.
We will get to Congressman Forrest in a moment. Let's get to Jason Barfnick.
We did have a project from Cole Street over to Villa Maria, a section of Waco Street that doesn't exist. We have started acquiring some of the property. I don't think we ever acquired all the property. We'll get that information and provide it to council on where we are with the undeveloped section of right-of-way that we started acquiring and seeing what it would take to do the rest of the project. I know down at the intersection of Waco and MLK, there's a little triangle piece there that had some houses. I don't think we've acquired one or two of those properties.
Council scheduled to vote on the CIP a week from today. Firefighters had a busy holiday weekend through 5 o'clock yesterday. College Station had 99 calls, among them an illegal trash fire off Dowling Road between Rock Prairie and Graham. Battalion Chief Thomas Gale says a storage building was lost.
Yes, it was completely destroyed and all the contents that was in it. And there was exposures around it. It could have been worse, but fortunately, their units were on the scene, had a quick knockdown, and were able to protect the exposures that were around that structure.
That call came at noon, or as some units were leaving the area of a propane tank leak that closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Bird Pond Roads for 3 hours yesterday morning.
The trailer disconnected from the tractor and fell onto the road. It remained upright, but when it fell on the road, the underside manifold caused the gas to leak out.
Bryan and volunteer firefighters also dealt with structure fires during the weekend that began Friday night.
College Station assisted the volunteer fire department this weekend with a trailer house fire off of Highway 30. And also this morning, approximately about an hour, 2 hours before our incident, the county was on two other structure fires in their area, so it's been very busy.
In addition to the rural residential fires, Bryan firemen responded to an attic fire yesterday that began from a flying ember off a barbecue grill. It's not the first time an earthquake has hit the East Texas town of Timpson. The latest tremor was yesterday just before 5, resulted in dishes and pictures falling from walls. No injuries reported, measured at 4.1 by the U.S. Geological Survey. Labor Day for Senator John Cornyn and Congressman John Carter and Roger Williams meant to visit the Fort Hood. They held a news conference to announce legislation affecting victims of the 2009 attack on the Army base. Another co-author, Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan.
This workplace violence declaration the president made is a bunch of silliness, and we do need to get it fixed for the fairness of these folks that were attacked by Hassan.
Fort Hood military and civilian victims would be given the same benefits as victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center, Pentagon, and Pennsylvania. On Thursday, Forrest holds a town hall meeting at Rudder High School in Bryan starting at 5:30. A quarterfinalist in last year's America's Got Talent TV show spent about 5 hours in the Brazos County Jail Sunday morning. 21-year-old Eric Nicolaides of Austin argued with College Station police at his girlfriend's apartment during a loud party. According to the arrest report, he yelled at officers they had no right to be in the apartment. He attempted to bite the leg of one of the officers, and it took 4 officers to get him outside. And while the Brazos Valley Fair starts the day after tomorrow, the State Fair of Texas has announced its annual Fried Food Honors. Best Taste went to a fried Cuban roll filled with chopped ham and pork shoulder, cheese, and pickles. The most creative went to a Thanksgiving dinner of stuffing, turkey, and cream corn rolled into a ball and deep fried. Other contenders, deep-fried Nutella, King Ranch casserole, and chicken-fried meatloaf. WTAW News Time, 13 after 6, temperature 78. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Huh. Okay. I think you did your part.
That's okay. I started the jinx this morning well before you got here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established...
Okay, well, or maybe not. Okay, we're having...
Well, we'll just keep rolling along.
Yeah, that little... well, the problem is that's the program that plays our weather and plays our
strong partnerships
and,
with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United.
You know,
the wrong numbers are not coming up.
Well, yeah, we may as well. I mean, I'm thinking if we're going to play the commercial, we may as well play the entire commercial, and then you try to stop it, and it wouldn't even stop. So it's being recalcitrant, shall we say.
Why are you coming up with these $20 words? I mean, it was O'Connor yesterday with Harkin, and now you with whatever. And
all right, let me try to restart this program here in a minute, and then we'll... in the meantime, let me go see if I can actually find a weather forecast to read it the way we used to before we had those Yankees start doing it for us. All right, here we go, the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Or I can play the weather over here.
Oh, that's okay. No, I don't mind doing that.
All right.
Well, yeah, actually, I want you to do that because I've got enough to do. So the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Call them a 268-ROOF.
Well, you have to take your time because
The weather... brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
I must have the second slowest computer in the building. In the infamous words, still loading.
Here
still.
We go. 40% chance of showers. That's a pretty good sign right there, if it happens. 96 will be our high temperature today, 75 for the low tonight, but it rains out of the forecast for the rest of the week. Looking at about 98 degrees or so all the way through, and that includes Saturday. Of course, the game kicks off at 6. That's a little better than noon. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 5, 77% relative humidity. We've got 79 degrees.
You saw where we were surrounded by storms yesterday.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I was able to divert and get on top of the St. Joseph parking garage. Took a nice little panoramic view.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yes, it's on
our website.
It's on the old, it's on the good old Facebook page that you'll never go to.
No,
so.
True. Okay, now we're going to try that Arts Council thing. Just to see if the system's working.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley.
Nah.
My word.
I guess I'm going to have to restart the computer. Wow.
Okay.
That could be problematic. There. Okay, we'll do that. Okay.
I had to reset a program in here that I didn't realize until I went into your room to open up the left computer to get to my AP stuff.
Oh.
For what it's worth, kids, I've had the weather in this studio the entire time.
So where have you been?
Yeah, we actually have more serious problems than that, because if we can't play our commercials and we can't play our programs...
You'll just have to start reading them live.
We'll just have to start talking.
A
lot, and not stopping at all.
Well, good thing there's three of us, huh?
Well, I don't know, either that or I'll go find a satellite and we'll be playing some show nobody's ever heard of on here.
Or I can wake up Kat and she can take care of the rest of the morning.
Yeah, from her vacation spot. All right, so in sports?
In sports today, we've got the rankings out. Aggies are taking on the number 4 team in the country when they play Sam Houston. They beat Houston Baptist last week, 74 to
Be a different poll, though.
Well, yes. Okay. We'll get to that part later.
All right.
There's a new Johnny Football, sort of, and he plays for Florida. Redshirt freshman lit it up last night. Plus, we've got Major League Baseball and the U.S. Open and more. All that with sports, and we will do that in about, we may do that sooner rather than later if we can't get the computer fixed.
What age is this player? What is he playing, high school football or college or what?
For Florida State, he's a redshirt freshman.
What are they doing playing football on Monday night?
The lead into the season when there is no NFL football, they go Thursday of the week before, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay.
And then everybody gets a collective sigh from football for a couple days until Saturday kicks off when they go back to just the college kids playing on Saturday afternoons.
Oh, I got you. I wouldn't normally care, but since we're looking for audio sources wherever we can find them, All right, hang on. Let's see. All right, we're going to try again with the Arts Council. We'll see.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Okay. Well, we got
so where's one. The applause track?
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay. And with that, keeping our fingers crossed.
It's going to be a good day.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We have to do a little humor or something, don't we?
You mean the last 10 minutes hasn't sufficed? No.
Tom Carriado said that he was driving to pick up his young children Sunday night in Chicago when he spotted a naked man running around. He said, in fact, the guy was literally running around in circles, naked as the day he was born. Then he looks at my car, and he goes into a full-out sprint and jumps, landing butt first on the right side of my windshield and shattered it.
But
ow.
No.
Ow. He said he was armed with a hockey stick, the guy in the car from his car, just in case the man attacked him, but he didn't. After calling 911, he followed the naked man in his car. When police arrived, they used a stun gun on the naked man to subdue him. That guy must have been on something, I'm guessing, but
some sort of crack.
You but yeah.
Info.
She said.
Yes, sir.
And whether you down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus.
You made him speechless.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us.
Congratulations, Bill. You've done the impossible.
On this day in history.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasbassclassic.com.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
Well, there you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW, and we're charging on into September. It's here whether we like it or not, right?
Yes.
So today is day 246, meaning we've got 119 of them to go. And it's national, this is still National Waffle Week, and today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
I can celebrate a grilled cheese sandwich. Wow,
that and a little tomato soup.
Yeah, that's kind of classic American stuff. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays, it is Carlos Estevez's birthday today.
Huh?
Charlie Sheen is 48 years old.
Oh, yeah, good for him.
Sean White is 27 today. Paz de la Huerta is 29 from Boardwalk Empire. Nick Wechsler, 35 years old from Revenge on NBC. Jenny Fitch is 33 years old. Jenny Fitch, she's the softball player from the Olympics. The one that was in Sports Illustrated and terribly attractive. She's 33 today.
Okay.
Don Brewer is 65, Grand Funk Railroad's drummer. Eric Bell from Thin Lizzy is 66, and Al Jardine is 71 from the Beach Boys.
71?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, I was thinking that was pretty lame for a number of birthdays, so I thought we'd go see if we had any half birthdays. Jennifer Warrens, remember her? Right Time of the Night,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
She's 67 and a half years old. Jackie Joyner Is she still alive?
Kersey,
is she still alive? It doesn't matter.
I think she is.
Herschel Walker is 52 today. That makes you feel
He's
good.
A beast still.
Tone Loke, Mr. Loke, would be 48. Julie Brown from Modern Family and Boston Legal would be 44. And Jessica Bale or Beal, whatever her name is, from the A-Team would be 33. So there you are. Boy, even with half birthdays, it's pretty lame today. So anyway, but if it's your birthday, it's special. So happy birthday.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Syria, what is one to do now that we know that Assad is using chemical weapons against his own people? Remember, over a year ago, Obama issued his infamous red line warning to Syria. Now we're still debating how to handle Syria's civil war. Is it too little, too late? Obama said in 2012, we've been very clear to the Assad regime, but also to other players on the ground that a red line for us is we start seeing a whole bunch of chemical weapons moving around and being utilized. That would change my calculus. So now the world breathlessly awaits how the calculus will change. In the meantime, we get lectures from Vladimir Putin on what we could do and what we can't do. Does that make any sense? No. We'll see in the days to come.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments. Okay, we sure don't want to listen to that for 2 minutes, do we?
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help.
Okay. Help you. Yeah, I know. All right, let's see here. Let's go find something else to do. Ah, let's do some weather. How's that? Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, about 98, which is nice. That's a good thing. And there's a 40% chance of rain. How's that? Best of all. Now, problem is there's not any rain for the rest of the week, at least in the forecast that we're looking at now. But well, heck, we'll just enjoy what we can if we can. About 78 for a low temperature tonight. And then we're looking at near 100 degrees, basically as far as the eye can see, all the way through Sunday, it looks like right now. And currently we've got 79 degrees out there.
You probably worry about all the germs in your bathroom, but that's not the room you should be most concerned with. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income and get potential 12 to 17% returns and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 800-342-4040 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow rich, plus get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 800-342-4040, 1-800-342-4040. Again, that's 1-800-342-4040.
In order not to get sick, you have to control the spread of germs. And step one is to know where the germs are.
The germiest area in terms of fecal bacteria is your kitchen and not your bathroom. Your cutting board in your kitchen has 200 times more fecal bacteria than your toilet seat in the average home.
Environmental microbiologist Dr. Charles Gerba, who's also known as Dr. Germ, is a spokesperson for service experts.
That's because you're bringing in raw food products, which fecal bacteria occur. You usually destroy them when you cook the food, but they're getting on your cutting board, and they grow in your sponges, dishcloth, and your sink. And most people do a pretty good job in the bathroom of cleaning the bathroom.
Frequent disinfecting of sponges, dishcloths, and cutting boards is the best way to protect the spread of these germs. And Dr. Gerba says if you use a disinfectant spray, there's a good chance you're not doing it correctly.
A lot of people just tend to spray and wipe it up right away before it has a chance to kill any germs. The proper way is to spray it and then let it sit for 10 minutes. Is if you read the label, that's what most of them say.
Which is why disinfectant wipes are more effective.
People just let it dry on the surface. And in our studies in homes, we found them to be much more effective than sprays of the same type of disinfectant.
Most people get sick when they get germs on their hand and then touch their hand to their face.
And most people bring their fingers to their face more than they realize. In adults, it's about 16 times an hour. In small children under 2, it's 80 times an hour.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 7. The temperature is 78. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision's to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. I'm Bill Oliver. Homes in the Southwest College Station neighborhood were threatened by an illegal fire yesterday. Battalion Chief Thomas Gale says a trash fire ignited a grass fire that consumed a storage building off Dowling Road between Graham and Rock Prairie.
The initial report was a report of a grass fire prior to the units arriving because of the dry conditions. The fire did spread to an outdoor storage building and was heavily involved when our units arrived on the scene, and there was exposures on the back side of it and to another residence. But the firefighters were able to confine it to the original origin of structure.
Gale says it was not a large fire, but dangerous because of the combustible materials.
We also have a rehab unit that responds with us that has the water and the Gatorade that is there, you know, as soon as the firefighters most of the time get there. And, again, our safety officer and the personnel on the scene, you know, they really pay attention to the firefighters to make sure they don't get overheated.
College Station firefighters also dealt with a leaking propane tank that fell off a trailer at the intersection of Bird Pond and Rock Prairie yesterday morning.
The company was contacted to help offload the contents. Road was blocked off. Gas monitoring equipment was set up to make sure there wasn't any problems around the surrounding areas until the scene was mitigated.
Repairs to the pavement also had to be made after the tank fell from the trailer. This morning starts another construction zone on the freeway. The northbound exit at Harvey Road, along with the northbound on-ramp from Harvey, will be closed for the next 2 months as those ramps are being relocated. The northbound frontage road will be narrowed to one lane during construction, and the freeway will have a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit. Total completion of the nearly $10 million project affecting a dozen interchanges is expected at the end of next year. College Station police getting called to loud parties the night after home football games or holiday weekends is not unusual, nor is someone being arrested for interfering with public duties and resisting arrest. The person early Sunday morning was seen by many, though, on America's Got Talent last year. Officers say Eric Nicolaides of Austin opened an apartment door, identifying himself as the resident. When it turned out to be his girlfriend's place, he's accused of yelling that the police had no right to be there, and it took four officers to move him to a patrol car. After 5 hours in jail, the AGT quarterfinalist was released from jail after posting bond. More than 200 capital improvement projects have been identified in the city of Bryan with a total price tag of $328 million. That was part of the second presentation in the last 4 weeks before the city council. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick identified about $8 million in major street work for next year coming from the city's transportation fee.
We have Sims from William J. Bryan to Highway 21, a concrete reconstruction. And won't be reconstructing probably the whole street, but we'll go in selectively. Replace some concrete panels to improve the ride. Old Reliance from New Section at High School to City Limits, and then Austin's Colony overlays to preserve the existing pavement.
As previously reported, another $8 million in general fund monies proposed for next year's budget to rebuild West 28th, Old Hearn Road, and Wilkes Street, a new fire truck, and expanding the city cemetery, also planned for next year. A number of federal lawmakers continue to push for helping military and civilian victims of the Fort Hood shootings, including Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
John Carter and I are working on a bill that would provide for the victims of this terrorist attack to receive the benefits they would have if they had gotten shot or been injured in overseas conflict.
Carter, among those at Fort Hood yesterday, announcing legislation that would give those victims the same benefits as those affected by the 9/11 attacks. Back to Flores, a reminder, he's hosting his next town hall meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Rudder High School in Bryan. Texas farmers and ranchers have been slow to embrace social media, but that is changing.
Although not considered a top priority, developing and maintaining a social media presence can be beneficial to a farmer's image. AgFacts media analyst Owen Taylor says it's not that difficult.
Everybody out there is telling a story now. If a farmer wants to become involved, it's certainly a doable thing. It may look mysterious at first, but it's just a matter of adopting little tools and pieces and bringing them all together.
He says farmers have a lot of credibility that they can capitalize on by using the social media. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Now if we can just get Scott on board. WTAW News Time, 23 minutes from 7. The temperature is 78. News brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, football fans. Get tickets now for an exclusive tailgating experience at Royalty Pecan Farms on Saturday, September 14th. You can watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Bama on our large outdoor LED screen while you relax and enjoy good food, good company, and great atmosphere. Tickets include an all-you-can-eat gourmet meal, drink tickets, desserts, orchard tours throughout the day, free parking, and more. It's Royalty Pecan Farms' exclusive tailgating experience, Saturday, September 14th. Log on to royaltypecans.com for tickets and details.
Mowing a big yard like ours can be a real pain, so when the folks at Sioux Falls Prater told us we could cover ground faster and be cozier on a John Deere X700 Series lawn tractor, we were skeptical. But after that first ride, we were believers, because the X700 Series rides smooth as butter. Plus, it does more than just mow. Tons of attachments that Sioux Falls Prater allows to do almost anything around the yard. And seeing how comfy it is, I think my husband's found his new favorite seat in the house. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see him online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
The weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through the night, we'll generally have partly cloudy skies, or there could be a shower thunderstorm mainly to the west and north. Low temperatures 75 to 79. During the day on Tuesday, sunshine and building clouds. Maybe an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, and well up in the 90s. A few clouds around during Tuesday night. Low temperature about 75, 76 or so, and well up in the 90s on Wednesday. Morning sunshine, few afternoon clouds, maybe a late day thundershower. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The polls are out. Aggies are taking on a number four team, not in the same poll that the Aggies are ranked in, but the Associated Press has also released a poll for the high schools. We've got all that, plus your Major League Baseball and a whole lot more coming up with sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 15 minutes.
So what are the Aggies rated?
Seventh, I think, still.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, they're still, they didn't move.
Right. I don't think so.
They were 6-1 and 7 in the other.
Right.
Okay, well, let me see. Now the left computer crashed. So that was pretty cool. That's what I've been doing. And I'm not getting Facebook. I don't care if every farmer in the Brazos Valley gets it. They won't. I can tell you that. I mean, it's, and, you know, it's fine if they want to, but.
So that means you'll do Twitter and Pinterest? And,
sure. Okay. Well, and again, I'm just thinking that probably most farmers have got enough to do. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they want strangers stopping by going, hey, what do you do out here? You know what I mean? They've got a job to do. But anyway, all right, let's see what else we got going on. What's happening with our friends? You know, things are kind of quiet yesterday in Austin because it was Labor Day, so they
weren't. That's a blessing.
Yeah, all the state agencies were probably closed.
Well, let me go off on a real big tangent.
Okay, here we go.
Yesterday, I don't think you had one item from your favorite state. Has that ever happened?
You know, that's very true. I didn't have anything. Do you have extra stuff?
I have nada, but it just when you made the reference to Austin for whatever reason, I thought about Florida. And
yeah, that's a good point. We didn't have anything there.
Maybe there's something in my inner soul I'd like to see Austin relocated.
Well, yeah. Now, I mean, I do have a story that has a Florida element to it. All of a sudden, you know, you probably know that the parliament, the British parliament, said, we're not going to play in Syria. And then they've also said, and we're not even going to vote again, so don't ask us. So as a result...
Don't ask us, Damascus.
Yeah, there you are. As a result, they have been, up to now, part of basically the U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida, where they would talk about things that were going on in Syria. But since the British Parliament voted to not join in our reindeer games, now they have, quote, become non-trustworthy.
The British, oh, say that ain't so.
The good British military cannot be trusted with high-level intelligence now, so we told them to go pack.
Just now.
Yeah. Yeah, because Parliament, you know, wouldn't go along. Now, we're still playing with the French. The French get to stay.
Oh, that's a great partner.
See, and hell, you can't trust them. They're probably telling the British everything that happened. And then you know what happened? And then you know what happened? So, Anyway, so we got that going on. And also, we found this out, which has got to make you feel really good. The NSA, when it comes to keeping track of us and our phone data, they got nothing on the DEA. In fact, the DEA and local police detectives have had regular access to a ginormous database that contains detailed records of every American phone call that passed through an AT&T switchboard for the past 26 years. That's a thick book.
Wow.
The phone records going back as far as 1987 are farther than the NSA's records, and the New York Times points out, unlike the NSA data, this does include location information. AT&T works closely with the DEA on the program, with telephone company employees paid by the government to sit alongside the drug agents and supply them with the information. The Justice Department says the records are maintained by the phone company, and the DEA program, which is called the Hemisphere Project, merely streamlines the process of getting access to them. Streamlines the process. Okay. I don't have any place else to put this story, so we'll do it now.
Okie doke.
Can you tell the difference between a quote from Adolf Hitler and Taylor Swift?
Oh, great googly mooglies. I got to hear this.
Pinterest, this is going to be good.
Yeah, Pinterest user Emily Pattinson, who juxtapositioned pretty images of Taylor Swift with quotes like, from the real Taylor Swift, as in everything, nature is the best instructor. The problem is that Taylor Swift didn't say that. Didn't say any of the quotes. In fact, the quotes that Emily is using actually belong to Osama bin Laden, Hitler, and Joseph Stalin, and nobody noticed. In fact, Emily's most popular post got 277 repins on Pinterest.
That's creepy.
It is. So are Taylor Swift fans gullible? Are we going to do a long list of what Taylor Swift fans are?
No.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. The answer isn't so obvious. Anyways, but here it is. We'll do a little Swift quote, okay? Swift, is it Adolf Hitler or Taylor Swift? Number one, do not compare yourself to others. If you do, you are insulting yourself. Is that Adolf or Taylor?
I'm going with Adolf.
I'm not paying attention.
Okay, there you go. It's Adolf Hitler. Hate is more lasting than dislike. Is that Adolf or Taylor?
Oh, just for grins, I'm going to say Taylor.
Yeah, it's not. It's Adolf. Here's your Taylor Swift. I know my flaws before other people point them out to me. Yeah, because Adolf Hitler didn't have any
flaws.
You can
put that to music.
Yeah. I am an overachiever. I want to be known for the good things in my life. Taylor or Adolf?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Just think, is it a lyric?
Oh, yeah.
a three-chord lyric.
Yeah. Long live the walls we crash through. Is that Adolf or Taylor?
Adolf.
That's Taylor.
I'm going to say that's Taylor.
That's Taylor. And then finally, great liars are also great magicians. Is that Adolf or
Barack
Taylor?
Obama. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, that was Adolf right there. So, yeah, nothing like posting Adolf Hitler quotes, attributing them to Taylor Swift, and her fans going, oh, that's just so cool. I just want to repin that forever. So, anyhow. Okay.
Never, ever, ever. Yes.
Underestimate, yes, the stupidity of the American public.
That's a
right?
Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E homeproducts.com or call 979-229-9051.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a shade tree that's just a little bit off the beaten path, I'm going to give you four today that would really fit into that category. Now, when I do this, there is some risk that you'll be frustrated by not being able to find them, but each of these is available and a nurseryman can order it in for you if he or she doesn't stock it normally. Unusual trees that deserve more consideration in Texas landscaping, the subject of our program. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. So we're considering today four unusual shade trees, trees that you may have a hard time finding in nurseries, but that are worth asking for, worth the pursuit. I'll start with Mexican redbud. If you want a redbud, but you like something just a little bit different with much smaller and very glossy leaves and multiple trunks and with deep burgundy flowers, oh my goodness, I have the tree for you. It grows well in sun or part sun, and it can tolerate shallow, rocky soils better than most trees. Look for it in nurseries handling native plants, especially in the spring. Mexican redbud. Lacey oak is one of my favorites. Time will come when this small oak will be mainstream. That's my prediction. It's a handsome 20 or 25 foot accent tree. It has blue-gray leaves that turn very pretty orange shades late each fall. If you need a small tree to enframe a patio or shade a small garden nook, this is it. It, too, is likely to be found in native plant nursery since it grows in the Texas Hill Country. It's adapted to both shallow and alkaline soils. Lacey oak, L-A-C-E. I have one at the head of my driveway in a circular part of our driveway in the country, and it's thrived. It's been there for about 25 years, and it's about 8 or 10 inches in diameter, about 20 or 25 feet tall. I like my Lacey oak. Then there's Caddo maple. Folks who moved to Texas have maple madness every October and November. We're not exactly known for spectacular fall foliage in Texas. This tree, however, was found, selected, and introduced into the Texas nursery trade in the 1970s. It became quite popular. Unlike true northern sugar maples, this one seems at ease with our soils and our summers in Texas. Fall color, predictably, is wonderful. It's a medium-sized tree at maturity. Caddo maple, C-A-D-D-O. And then my fourth tree, this one's really unusual, and it's the smallest of the bunch, tree form, Nellie R. Stevens holly. The shrub form of this plant is anything but new. In tree form, it's quite the exception. In fact, you may even have to develop your own. Some nurseries do stock tree form plants. You can also select a shrub with a straight central trunk and then trim it as you would a crepe myrtle to train it tree form, removing the lower branches all the way up. I'm Neil Sperry, special plants of early fall in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Monday is poll day. And Tuesday is Sports Guys Read the Poll Day, and the Aggies are taking on the number four team in the nation after Sam knocked off Houston Baptist 74-0 last week. Now, Houston Baptist starting their football program. Sam, of course, been a perennial powerhouse. This is not the same poll the Aggies are in because, of course, Sam Houston is a smaller school. Sam Houston is ranked number four in the Sports Network and NCAA Coaches FCA national polls this week. North Dakota State still the number one team after they knocked off Kansas State in a shocker on the road, 24-21. Associated Press also released their high school polls, and the Brazos Valley's fairly well represented. In 3A, Navasota is ranked number four. Belleville is number nine. Number 2A, Cameron slides in at number two, and Franklin is at number 10. The 11th-ranked Florida Seminoles punched out Pitt last night, 41-13, in a story reminiscent of Johnny Football. Redshirt freshman Jameis Winston lit it up, going 25-27, 356 yards, four touchdowns, while adding one on the ground. And here's the one they call Famous Jameis.
Offensive line, I got wide receivers that's going to get open, and my back's back there blocking. I got hit a couple times tonight, but hey, that's the game.
In Major League Baseball, Houston fell to Minnesota 10-6, and here's Bo Porter.
Offensively, we swung the bats well early and just could not get anything going after that. I mean, they bullpen did a good job of holding it right there and gave their offense a chance, you know, for, you know, the late inning rally that they put together.
The Oakland Athletics and Texas Rangers are now tied atop the American League West after the Athletics knocked off the Rangers 4-2. The key was a big shot in the fifth by Coco Crisp.
Swung on, a drive to left field. Murphy going back into the corner, right down the line to the track wall, and it is gone! Coco Crisp hits it out. A fly ball down the left field line into the corner. It's 4-2 Athletics.
He painted the inside of the foul pole so much so they had to go to the video review to make sure it was a home run. Here's David Murphy after the loss.
I never like to think what if after a game. And this game might sit a little bit better if we didn't make a few mistakes. But it happens. It's over, and we'll be ready for tomorrow.
In SEC action on Monday, they announced the Players of the Week, recognizing performances from the first week of the 2013 season. Todd Gurley from Georgia was the Offensive Player of the Week. Defensive went to Robinson Threezy from Auburn. All those are posted, by the way, at WTAW.com. Roger Federer has reached the U.S. or has failed to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the first time in a decade. The seventh-seeded Federer capped off a year of early Grand Slam exits by falling to number 14 Tommy Robardo 7-6, 6-3, 6-4 in the fourth round.
I just think it's been a difficult last 3 months, you know, and maybe my consistency is just not quite there yet, you know, maybe on a daily basis, on a set-by-set, a point-for-point basis. So maybe that was one of the reasons I lost today.
Second seed Rafael Nadal, fourth seed David Ferrer, and Ricard Gasquet reached the quarterfinals by winning yesterday. And Henrik Stenson birdied three straight holes on the front nine, then drained a bunker shot on 17.
Wedge is wide open, splashes out up on the putting surface and dribbles down close to the hole. It goes down! It's the slam dunk for the big Swede. Surely he's got a smile. He's 22 under par. Whoa!
And that won him the Deutsche Bank Championship with a record 22 under total. And that's been your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the continuing relevance of the Constitution.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. Consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 9, Section 1 of the Constitution. But is that outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the partisan bestowal of special privileges by the government, which privileges strike at the heart of a free society which is based on the rule of law. Look at crony capitalism today, so common, whereby the government bestows favors and tax dollars on some businesses, and it gives them a leg up over others.
Gosh, we were doing so well. We really, 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 I thought we were. But anyway, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Look for a high temperature today, about 98 degrees. Good news is there's a 40% chance of showers. Now, there's no mention of showers for the balance of the week, but each day we'll be looking at highs right around 100 degrees, and low temperatures will be probably around 76 or so. And, again, there were some showers up in North Texas, and there's a front that's just stalled north of Bryan College Station or Brazos County, but nothing happening yet and doesn't look like anything will. And right now we're looking at 78 degrees outside. Okay. That's done. Now let's see if we can move on to something that we'll actually play.
Hey, football fans. Get tickets now for an exclusive tailgating experience at Royalty Pecan Farms on Saturday, September 14th. You can watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Bama on our large outdoor LED screen while you relax and enjoy good food, good company, and great atmosphere. Tickets include an all-you-can-eat gourmet meal, drink tickets, desserts, orchard tours throughout the day, free parking, and more. It's Royalty Pecan Farms' exclusive tailgating experience, Saturday, September 14th. Log on to royaltypecans.com for tickets and details.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-728-0236 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-728-0236 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-728-0236. That's 800-728-0236. Again, 800-728-0236.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges.